With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate advances the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence. Bob Agnew has more.
Gabbard has been one of the president's most controversial nominees, but Monday's vote shows she gained enough Republican support to guarantee success when the Senate holds its final confirmation vote later this week. Gabbard had to overcome criticism for past comments in support of Edward Snowden, who leaked classified information, and comments critics say echo Russia's justification for the war in Ukraine. Bob Agnew reporting.
The pro-Hamas activist at the Super Bowl halftime show, who held a Palestinian flag, not facing criminal charges. New Orleans police said he was ejected from the Caesars Superdome by security, but was not arrested. The guy was part of the performance, apparently hid the flag under his clothes. Police say since he was allowed on the field, they did not press charges of trespassing. NFL's already handed down a lifetime ban from all stadiums and events. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy visited Western North Carolina Monday to survey Hurricane Helene damage and recovery efforts along I-40 near the Tennessee line. Duffy said the rebuild of I-40 is going to take some time.
I mean, whole lanes are gone, and the amount of work that's going to take to rebuild it is tremendous. The Department of Transportation is fully committed to working with your local DOT, who will be on the ground with the rebuild.
The primary road connection between North Carolina and eastern Tennessee was severed in late September as flooding washed away the eastbound lanes. The White House reportedly plans to issue an executive order firing thousands of employees of the Department of Health and Human Services. Multiple sources told Wall Street Journal the order would require multiple agencies to cut a percentage of their employees. The order would affect both the FDA and the National Institutes of Health as well. This is SRN News. When is a church not a church?
Some Lutherans are asking that question about a congregation in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Ebenezer Lutheran Church in San Francisco has changed its name to Her Church and now features a witch on its staff. In fact, the congregation is served by several, quote, priestesses, including Kristen Conkle, who calls herself a witch. The church describes itself as, quote, opening and welcoming in the love of the great mother of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
J.D. Vance is taking on the Catholic Church. The new vice president, who himself is Catholic, is accusing the U.S. Conference of Bishops of resettling illegals in order to get money. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan is denying it. The rift comes even as Catholic bishops have lauded executive orders from the Trump administration related to schools, gender, and abortion. This is SRN News. Showing up for votes at the Capitol continued to be a challenge for some members of Congress in 2024.
According to CQ Roll Call's annual vote studies, the rate of House lawmakers casting votes was 94.7% in 2024, a drop from 96.9% in 2023, and from the record highs of 2021 and 2022, when the Democrat-led House gave members the option to cast proxy votes on colleagues' behalf during the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaker Mike Johnson voted around 61% of the time last year, but speakers have traditionally been selective on which votes to cast, resulting in their participation scores fluctuating annually. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Elon Musk appears to support an idea of former Congressman Ron Paul replacing Jay Powell as the Fed Reserve Chair. The head of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency supported a post from conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, saying the 89-year-old would be perfect for that position. More details at SRNnews.com.